Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
A lot of puzzled looks.
And will they let me say? Let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet. Ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Nice.
The confused looks from the people who don't know what's going on. I like the people who try to ignore that it's happening.
You can't ignore it happening.
You can't ignore it happening.
Because I get louder when you try to ignore us.
Speaking of which, our friend Jeff Gordon from Live Nation was over here. I should have bugged him about, hey, Scott Stapp, singing along.
I'm actually surprised.
We got to have that.
You didn't.
I didn't. I didn't bug him.
Yep.
I hadn't seen him in a while. I hadn't seen him since City Field. The Mets series. Remember, we're just walking through the area there.
Yeah.
So we had talked. Buzz, do you have the Mike North sound ready there? All right. So
don't sound so busy back there. You got on a little high. Oh, don't you? Just to say, I got
showing
it.
Some urgency, man. I have it ready.
Okay.
This guy.
So we had talked a lot about the schedule of the last couple of days, why they made the decisions that they did. Mm-hmm. And the Eagles opened up the season against the Cowboys, who were not very good last year. We talked about whether it's a good decision or not good decision. Mike North, who is tip-top there in broadcasting the NFL, talked about why they decided on Eagles-Cowboys opening night.
There were a lot of good options. We looked at Denver. We looked at Washington. We looked at Detroit. All would have been great. Rams would have been good. What it came down to, honestly, on Dallas was these last couple of years, it feels like the fans haven't gotten full value, really, out of Cowboys-Eagles. That's one of the top, you know, five games of the year every year when we go into it, thinking about these two Cowboys-Eagles games. And so it's usually kind of one early and one late. Well, these last couple of years, that one late hasn't really panned out the way we'd all hoped, whether it was somebody had quarterback injury or records were a little disappointing, or heck, we had a year where the Eagles had a playoff spot clinched and by the time they got to the Cowboys game. So thinking about getting one of those in early, can't get any earlier than week one. Both teams undefeated, Dak coming back, new coach. And you know the Eagles fans are probably pretty excited about hanging a banner in front of the Cowboys. So it felt like a really good opportunity and a chance to go really big in maybe a window we don't usually go really big. But I think that's a consistent theme throughout the whole schedule.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand wanting a good Eagles-Cowboys game. That over the last few years, sometimes we get Eagles-Cowboys games that don't mean as much. And you put the Cowboys right at top then you know you're getting a big Eagles-Cowboys game.
Yeah, do they want a big Eagles-Cowboys game, or do they want a big Eagles game Thursday night?
What do you mean?
Well, here's the thing. I think that game was going to be big regardless of who they put in there against the Eagles. They
sure.
could have went with Washington.
Yep.
They could have went with the Rams, or they could have went with Detroit. And they would have brought in big numbers that night. This is about the stinking Cowboys and the network. Listen, he packaged it up in a nice little bowl. Nice. I get it. But this is about trying to capitalize off the Cowboys star while they're still relevant before they tank late in the season. Because they actually thought the Cowboys were going to be any good. They wouldn't waste this game on the first week of the season.
I would agree with you.
Yeah.
I think what he was really saying is we're not sure if the Cowboys are going to be
yes.
good.
You know? Yes.
And we want to get mileage out of the Cowboys.
Yes.
You know?
Which I understand from a TV
it.
Standpoint.
And he can't say that.
It. Yeah.
He can't say that. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com.
Real quick.
Yeah.
The only pushback I give against the Cowboys being in that opening game is that that shadow looms so large over football with the casual Cowboy wannabe fans and networks thinking everybody's hanging on to every word about the Cowboys. That's our night. That's
right.
our night to be
right.
celebrated, to be talked about, and to be the show. Not the stinking Cowboys and their issues and Jerry Jones and all of that nonsense that comes with talking about the Cowboys. So that game, we could very well be overshadowed going into the game because everybody wants to talk about the Cowboys
and their issues.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the only problem with the game. That's our game. We're the champions that night, not the stinking Cowboys. They're glomming off of us. Because they're irrelevant with the exception of they got so many fans that are casual sports fans and they draw so much attention, that network thinks they need to have them on that night. I don't want the coverage to overshadow the champions that night. That's our night, not the stinking Cowboys.
I love that we brought out anti-Cowboy Ike there.
And I'm not even, I'm more of an Eagles-Giants rivalry.
You are, yep.
But this idea that the Cowboys, that's what's going to be talked about by the national people. Going into that game, is Dallas back, Dak Prescott, Jerry Jones, Cowboys. We're not going to get the love shown us that we should as defending champions. We're not. Okay.
No, because 40% of it will be
about
the Cowboys.
Dallas, yeah. Everybody wants to talk about them. That's my only pushback against playing against the Cowboys. It's going to be a great game. We're going to kick the crap out of them, too, that night.
So we were going to do the Twitter question. Instead, I will talk about this tweet.
Trying to win the belt back from
Elliott.
From Elliott. Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good mark it down, Jack. So if you remember when the Eagles were at the White House, the most notable thing to happen was Eli Ricks tweeting about Ivanka Trump. Yeah. He said something about Trump's daughter is beautiful damn, and that's my type of woman.
Yeah.
So a tweet from Ivanka Trump looked like she was in the Eagles locker room, tweeted out a picture of a note she left. It said, "Stop by to say hi. Sorry to miss you. Go Birds, Ivanka."
She put it in Eli's locker?
Yes.
Boom.
Yep.
Boom.
And then.
Boom. Oh, God. What?
Uh-oh.
Eli quote tweeted it.
No.
She's married.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, she better act like it.
Yeah. Said, "My apologies. Hit the face emoji."
Yeah.
Yep.
"I owe you a glass of wine now."
Oh, boy.
XX.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow.
This is heating up.
Eli Rich going all in.
Who would have thought? You got to keep Eli Rich around.
I got to give Eli credit.
Yep. If it worked. We were all laughing at it, and it worked.
Yeah, and he got the response.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's
can
pretty,
you imagine
that's
how much,
pretty cool of her to play along with
yes.
it, too.
Can you imagine how much his heart started racing when he saw the notification, checking to see if it's really her?
Right.
It's really her.
So she was at NovaCare?
It looks like it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wonder why. I mean, why was she here?
Visit? I don't
Just
know.
To hang out?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, she's not running the country.
Well,
yeah.
That's today.
That's yes, from she tweeted it today. Yeah.
She could be attending. I don't know this.
Another thing tonight.
Yeah, the Eagles autism.
Oh, that's possible as well.
Yeah, you never know.
Could be that as well. 215.
Good for Eli Ricks.
Yeah, absolutely good for Eli.
Yeah, no shot, but good.
Yeah.
Worth a try.
Yep. At least you got the tweet.
You should extend him.
Extend Eli Ricks. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike when Stott says comfortability. Bryson, I love you. You're the greatest. Spike when Jack says comfortability. Jack, you're a fat idiot. Mark and Montgomery.
Wow.
That sounds like a Jack text.
Wow.
Might have been.
I didn't even respond to Bryson Stott saying it.
Yeah, you didn't even blink an eye.
Yeah.
You didn't even blink an eye.
Yep. Again, you get paid to talk, he doesn't. What's next?
Daddy's home! The rain entering Elliot's basement.
Poor guy was afraid of the wind.
Yep.
It's the
rain in the basement. Rain. He said he took care of it. Who knows? What's next?
Spike's ears when they hear Eagles brass talk about finances. They're not trying to win. Spike's ears when they hear Sixers brass talk about running it back. You know who's playing 50 games next year? Joel Embiid. That's who. Mike in Havertown.
That's not true.
That's
I'm seeing a text line mischaracterizing everything I say.
And the callers.
And
your co-hosts.
And my co-host.
Well, co-host.
Yeah, you don't.
Don't mischaracterize
the Jay from West Philly thing about Justin Herbert. I was going to lose my mind.
Oh, yeah. I know. That was a tough one.
Yeah.
You were taking the Herbert bullets from me.
Yours, yes. Yeah. What's next?
Look, if Joel can stay healthy, these draft assets are really going to space the floor.
Rory
playing 10D chess. Spike on draft night when the Sixers trade their picks.
I'm not doing any more texts. I'm not doing any more texts.
I love the text line.
I'm not doing any more texts. Buzz, wrap it up.
No, never.
All right, what's next?
Spike today. Elliot, you don't know who you're watching.
All right.
Spike on Monday before the draft. Listen, guys, I really don't watch college basketball. Frank in Ardmore.
I know. I'm sorry. I always forget how much the text line's all about Spike.
Wow.
It's so good.
It's not that good. You had a temper tantrum. Did anybody text right. about your temper tantrum?
I guess we'll have to see.
Yeah, what's next?
Didn't understand why Spike was all of a sudden so out on Ace Bailey until Jerry Recco said that Bailey smiles, laughs, and has fun. Now it makes total sense. Alex in Lancaster.
Let's keep it moving.
He did kind of tip my scales in Ace Bailey's way.
I know. Smiles has fun.
Yes. It's a great kid.
Again, another mischaracterization of Spike.
What's next?
Spike, when Elliot said Ace Bailey reminded him of Kevin Durant. You should seriously just die already. Spike, when Jerry Recco said Ace Bailey reminds him of Kevin Durant. Great insight, Jerry. Tim in Newark.
Jerry works for Rutgers.
Yes.
He works for Rutgers. He gets paid every year by Rutgers.
Right.
Elliot does not.
He didn't know who Ace Bailey was
yes.
before this week.
Mike in South Jersey, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
Before I get into my main point, I want to say I think the Sixers should trade back. I haven't watched like any Sixers basketball or any of these prospects. Just wanted to
Knipple. Bring us Knipple.
Appreciate the take.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a take. I've been listening to a lot of Elliot, so I figured I'd take after him. Anyway, this whole like Bryce Harper, Jalen Hurts, like these Jalen Hurts fanboys are driving me up a wall. I like Jalen Hurts. He's our quarterback one. He's a winner. Like, it's all great. But when we start comparing him to these other quarterbacks, it's almost like diminishing him in a way. Like, it's just annoying. Bryce Harper's been the best athlete in the city for 5 years. Besides maybe Lane Johnson, and I'm not putting Embiid up there. Anyway, like, Hurts is a good quarterback. But at the end of the day, they were almost last in the league in passing. Let's not put him up against these main guys. Like, people saying he's top three, top five. It's pathetic.
Well, he did just win the Super Bowl.
I agree. I think he was perfect for our offense. And I think, you know, similar to like Jack earlier in the week, like I'll give you borderline top five. I think he's an excellent quarterback for what they need. But it's just comparing him to Bryce Harper. Like, I guess if Bryce is bumping, but he's streaky and he gets hot when they need him to be hot.
The Bryce thing. Look, to compare the two is, if you want to do it, fine. It feels like you have to attack Bryce to prop up James.
That's what usually happens.
Yeah, it's just like we can you can like both of them.
Right.
I mean, we can be happy they're both here.
I'm evidence of that.
No, I know. I think this show likes the stars in the city. Believe it or not. It felt like, let me just rip Bryce for absolutely, because I love Bryce.
Trying to get at you because you were hurting them.
Yes.
Hurt people.
But they don't like the criticism of Hurts.
Truth hurts.
So they'll criticize Bryce.
Yes.
Because they know that's what'll bother you.
Yep. Yeah. And it worked.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, man.
just like the text line bother spike.
Well, every day is like 8 texts about Spike when he talks about the Eagles. They suck. Spike when he talks about the Sixers. Wow, they rule.
They are good texts.
Spike, when he talks about Bryce Harper, that guy sucks. Spike, when he talks about Joel Embiid, wow, he's great. It's like, come up with a new, like, joke formula here.
Oh, hold on, there's no talk about your polo this week.
There was no talk about my polo, because I brought it with the polo.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.